Welcome back to Reimagine Mason, the podcast where we highlight the people, places, and projects shaping Mason District into a vibrant and inclusive community. I'm your host, Supervisor Andres Jimenez, and I'm thrilled to bring you our second episode. This week, we're diving into one of Mason District's greatest treasures, Korean food. As the cultural hub of Fairfax County, Mason District is home to a rich tapestry of traditions, cuisines, and stories, and nowhere is that more evident than in Annandale's Korean Town. Our office recently had the privilege of going on a Virginialicious tour, and let me tell you, it was an unforgettable experience. From sizzling Korean barbecues to indulgent bowls of bibimbap, we experienced firsthand why this area is a must-visit destination for food lovers. Today, we're joined by the visionary behind it all, Mina Kim, the owner of Virginialicious Food Tours. Mina, welcome to the show.
Hello, listeners, and it's great to see you again, Supervisor Jimenez. Thank you for having me on the podcast.
It's great to have you. Virginialicious Food Tours is such a fantastic way to celebrate the incredible restaurants and flavors that make Mason District so special. What inspired you to start this journey?
Yeah, let me tell you about it. Actually, Fairfax County, especially Mason District, is so blessed with a number of local businesses serving amazing ethnic foods throughout the district. Ever since I moved to the States back in 2012, I've always loved the diversity in this area and have loved taking family and friends out to Korean restaurants and order everything for them. I love this so much that I decided to do it more often with more people. And that's how Virginialicious was born. And food and sharing food really, really inspire me. With that, Virginialicious has three core agendas. First, love for food. I am one of those people who eat food while talking about food and thinking about what to eat next. And hanging out with like-minded food lovers is a blessed. Second, love for the local community. The tour group visits our restaurant partners during their off-peak hours. That way, the restaurants are able to accommodate the group better while getting some extra business from us. Also, our hope is that tour participants now know what to order and how to eat the dishes so they can come back to these restaurants on their own to continuously support the business. Last, but definitely not least, love for giving back. I believe that we should try to give back to where we live and work. One of the first things that I looked for when I was starting the business is a food-related nonprofit organization. And I think we have found the perfect food bank, Food for Others. Food for Others helps food insecure family right in Northern Virginia, and a portion of every tour ticket purchase goes to them. Basically, Virginialicious is eat well, feed others, and feel good activity.
I mean, that's such a great story. Your tours do a wonderful job of introducing people to authentic Korean cuisine and the vibrant culture of Annandale. So for someone who hasn't been on a tour yet, what can they expect?
It is super simple. Tours are every Saturday, and you book tickets right on our website, virginialicious.com, and show up on the tour day. That's it. It's a walking tour. So once we meet at the meeting point, we walk to different restaurants as a group, share fun dishes at each stop, talk about the food, culture, history, and repeat. We have had birthday parties, team building days, what we do our team too, and family get-together meals and all the fun stuff on our tours. We also host private parties as well.
That sounds amazing. And obviously, I can personally vouch for how fun and delicious it is. Our staff had a fantastic time. I've been on the tour twice now. What's been your favorite part about running Virginialicious Food Tours?
Ooh, I love hearing from residents, Annandale residents, that, I've lived here for 26 years. I had never been to a Korean restaurant. Now I can come back to this restaurant knowing what to do. It was so intimidating. So I feel really good when I hear those things from our customers.
I bet. Even walking around with some of the different folks that I met on your tours, they comment while they're there, I have never tried this. I've always wanted to try it. I can't wait to come back. So I think you're inspiring a whole new generation and of foodies and people who are experiencing the Korean cuisine for the first time. So I think it's fantastic. What's next for Virginialicious? Are there any exciting plans on the horizon?
Oh, yes. Virginialicious will be 1 year old this April.
Congratulations.
Thank you so much. I wasn't sure what to expect when I first started the business, but I am so grateful for the continued support from the local communities, including Fairfax County and especially Mason District. We now have another tour guide who's absolutely amazing, too. So we're hoping to add more fun tours this year. Ideas are brewing, but we're considering adding Korean grocery store tours. Some folks have told me that they cried at H-Mart because they didn't know what to get in front of the sauce section. It's so overwhelming. Or maybe as some special seasonal tours. We're always listening, so if anyone has an idea, please reach out to us.
Well, I can't wait to see some of the ideas come to life. I know that you're always busy trying to figure out what's next, and so that's really exciting. So for our listeners who want to join a tour or want to learn more, how can they get in touch with you?
So you can come on the tour, of course, or follow us on social media. We are on Instagram, Facebook, LinkedIn, etc. Or just communicate with us through DMs and emails. If you are looking for a great organization that helps feed others, also check out Food for Others. Like I mentioned, they are a great organization. And if you're just personally, genuinely curious about other restaurants in the district or want to try another Korean restaurant in the area, feel free to reach out to us for ideas and tips. We are always here to talk, especially about food.
Mina, thank you for joining us today and for sharing your passion for Korean food and local businesses. Virginialicious truly showcases why Mason District is the cultural hub of Fairfax County.
Thank you. Thanks again for having me here. Mason District is so lucky to have you and your team that truly care about what matters. Really appreciate your continued support. And lastly, I wanted to give a quick shout out to our friends. I call our customers friends because I vow to be their newest Korean friend, and I really mean it. So big shout out to our friends who came on the tour, tried new foods, and genuinely listened to our stories about the Korean culture with an open mind. It really means a lot to us. So thank you, my friends.
And that's a wrap for the second episode of Reimagine Mason. To our listeners, don't miss the chance to experience a Virginialicious food tour. It's a delicious journey through the heart of Annandale. I'm your host, Supervisor Andre Jimenez. Join us next time as we explore more of what makes Mason District an incredible place to live, work, and play. Until then, stay inspired and stay connected.